If you're thinking I like beer, you'd be exactly right. This is the perfect pour.
Cha-cha-cha-cha. Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a craft beer show. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm Matt.
Oh, man. Are you guys ready? Is everyone ready? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are we all ready?
We are ready.
Ready for this?
Is Louie ready?
Woo! Big stork day.
Just start the Louis. AC/DC song already.
It's a red letter day.
We're Louis, ready. Are you sitting down, Louie?
Ready he for is. A good time. Come on.
Zach's Brewing is here, Gail and Steven.
Where's the Lime Fest?
Lime Fest is out there.
It's a Zach attack.
I love gold.
Oh, the Zachs are here on this historic eve of the opening of Zach's Brewing. We somehow managed to get you guys in here. Why the first thought I would be thinking as a listener would be, why are they not at the brewery right now?
What? Who let them out?
Why are they here? What the hell are they doing on a dumb podcast?
You mean a week and a day.
Go do important stuff. Yes, on the 15th of December, which is, Tug is doing a thing too, but nobody cares. Zach's Brewing opens.
The doors
at high noon.
It's happening if we're ready or not.
You won't be
is
ready.
Is that what you're telling yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
Will Marty be meeting Biff out in the streets?
Yep, because he does a shooting after breakfast.
Oh, man. I'm glad you guys are here. We're going to do all our normal stuff, guys. Don't worry. 2 hours, whatever it takes. All the beers to look out for. All the beers we've been drinking. Culture news, all the voicemails, all those the mini podcasts within the podcast, all that stuff's going to happen. We're going to have fun. First, before, as we tailgated with a Tioga beer. What was the Tioga beer?
Kangaraid. Raspberry tart.
It's got a Simpsons label, if you see that on tap.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool. And we also had a Waldworks from donated to the show by Colin and Janine, our Colorado reps.
Are we there yet?
A hazy. Are we there yet? I enjoyed it. Nick even had some.
What? You sons of bitches.
It was good. It was good.
You're like, what? Nobody told me.
You slipped some hazy in my glass.
We enjoyed that. And then was that the only tailgate beers we had? Yeah, I guess so. So this new beer we have going around the show is from donated by Paul from Fairfax, Iron Springs Brewing Company, J.C. Flyer, West Coast IPA.
That beer was hand-delivered to me.
Wow. The handsome...
From Paul himself.
That handsome devil Paul in his little Marin ways gave you that beer.
It was a good time.
See, we're getting into it. We're lubing up. Don't worry. Hang in there. It's going to get crazy.
Do you want to know something?
I do.
We're at the 280th episode.
Cool.
You know what happens in 20 episodes?
What?
300.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You should come to Zach's.
That sounds like an idea. I was thinking of that.
Will you be today. Open in 20 weeks?
We'll wow. See what how the much hell, dude? Left. Yes.
What the hell, bro?
No,
don't jinx it. turns out we're not opening for 20 more weeks.
No. I didn't mean it like that. I mean, like, they hope they could be in a consistent schedule by then.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes, definitely.
I see what you're saying.
Well, let's put it this way. If we have beer, we'll be open.
We have something to sell. The doors will be open. We'll unlock them.
Just like the Fosters on Ashland and what is it? Golden State, you guys just put yes, we're open on the windows.
Yep. Just like Clerks.
Yep.
Just pay, you know, just big towel over the side of the building.
Yes,
we're open. So we've got in a unique position the Zach's here that can tell us as you're a week away from opening, all the things that you wish you had done, wish you had known. Now it doesn't matter now, man. It's happening.
No, yeah, we're screwed.
So, I was gonna say, how long's your show?
Two million hours.
What's the first thing that pops out in your minds right now that you're like, damn it, I wish I would have known, like, realistically, why didn't I know this, or why couldn't I have set this up better? Because we do have listeners that are opening breweries at some point down the road as well.
100-year-old building.
Don't deal with a 100-year-old building if you can help it.
And money, yeah.
Yeah.
Takes a lot.
Yeah, there was a lot of things that we weren't expecting to have to do to the building to get it, you know, to code. So I think that was a big eye-opener for us. Our timeline, you know, tripled. And our budget quadrupled.
We thought we could just throw a keg-rater in there and open the potties and so start good, serving bro. Beer, you know?
Yeah. And Nick was like, no, buddy. You've got to do this. You've got to do this. So, but it's all fine and good, and we're at the finish line, so.
Finally.
Yeah. Right.
Not just doors to open, bright, shiny new doors.
Yes.
But we shouldn't be here. We should be there working right now.
True.
Well, what could you be doing right now? Come on. You need to get some fresh eyes, get out of there, take a break.
Yeah, you gotta take some time for the important things in life, right?
Yeah.
So now, are you just going to go ahead and sell your house since you're just assumedly going to be at your brewery the whole time?
We pretty much live there, yeah.
Yeah. I was just telling him.
I'm thinking about pulling the travel trailer in there.
You don't have a dog at home, do you? Or a cat?
We do. We have
a
dog and
two
cats.
Bring him to the brewery?
Two chickens.
Well, you can't bring the cat, but.
No, he's too crazy.
Do you bring the dog in, or are you?
No.
Oh, man.
No,
he's just at home, like, what's going on?
He's a Boston terror, so. He doesn't get along with people.
Yeah. Well, he's like this guy.
Yeah.
Louis.
Yes, but a manageable weight.
Yeah, right.
True.
A lot easier
to
deal with. Louis is dealing with a cow that has speed. And Hillsbills was requesting a Louis mic instead of the fridge mic. She says, fridge mic's over.
Oh,
fridge mic over. Louis, she wants a Louis mic, which I don't think. Good luck with that.
You'd have to put it on this end, though.
Yeah, yeah, that might get some stuff. So we're excited, and obviously, it's all we've been talking. Every show, 2 hours. Zach's room. When's Zach's going to open up?
Are they open yet?
Taproom update.
Taproom update.
Now we're having an actual in-house taproom update now. So tell us. Can you reveal any secrets that you're going to walk into? You want to keep it all, like, the kind of features you're going to have inside Zach's Brewing?
We've been trying to keep everything kind of hush-hush. We kind of want it to be a surprise, you know?
Right, right.
When people walk in, we want them to.
And this podcast is no exception.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's...
Nobody listens. You're all right.
The podcast is the exception, because, you know...
Peter Michael. Oh. Do some Matt stuff.
Do some roadies.
It might be a little hot now.
That's right.
We can adjust.
So what do you got going on in there? Well, you got an untapped board. We know that.
Yeah.
We'll have untapped. Yep.
So that means
digital chalkboard.
Mikey, are you going to hold to your...
I know. Are you not going to come now?
Threat of not attending because they don't have a chalkboard.
Well, that I consider that a chalkboard. I like the untapped boards.
I like that. Yeah, that's a chalkboard.
Yeah.
I want to see you come in and check in. I want to see Mikey.
I'm going to take the board.
Take the board. Board leader.
But see, what they could do is Untapped has printable menus, so they could print a chalkboard-style menu and hand it to you. You'd be like, here's your chalkboard. Here we go.
We will have printable menus up front, so you can take them back to your table and... You know, so you're not standing there going,
holding up the line, sir.
Yeah.
Here's some chalks.
Holding up the line.
I can't.
Once
is there
your selection?
Tic-tac-toe.
Yeah. It's like a kid's menu. What's going on here?
Do you have a bet for who gets the first person? Somebody gets a prize for the first person that says, what do you have that's like 805?
You get a free light bar. With yeah, we do. Like,
I'll say wait, light wait, bar wait. Lager. Sir, you have just won a free light bar. What? Whoa, bro.
You have to go to Harbor Freight and stock up.
Oh, wait. What, how many aluminums?
Aluminums. How many aluminums? Yeah.
How cool. many aluminums, bro?
So you will... a scenario you guys will be guaranteed to run into is somebody will come into you and be like, hey, so I like dark beer. And so you'll reach over to Choco Tasso and you pour them that. They'll take a sip and they go, what the hell did you just hand me to me? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, oh, what do you normally drink?
I make Guinness, bro.
I drink Newcastle. And you're like, oh, okay. Here's an amber.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's
yeah. Happen. We've had enough beer festivals to of gauge, mm-hmm. you know, what's your lightest
oh,
beer?
Oh yeah, you've had all kinds color, of beer festival ABV? Training. Yeah, are those the bros people, are there?
You get the people that come up. Just what's your highest ABV beer? I don't care what it is.
I'm just looking to get tore up from the floor.
I went one. I asked you that one time. Okay.
Get these guys.
There's all kinds of Nicks running around here.
Oh man, I got another Nick.
Have you heard the term butt chugging?
Do you provide an area for this?
Everybody's walking around with their Nicks out.
Yeah, that's right. Get your Nicks. What's out. The crowd look like? A bunch of people walking around with their Nicks out.
Bunch of Nicks.
A bunch of Nicks out there.
Nah. A bunch of Nick heads around here.
We welcome them all. Come buy some beer.
Oh, my dad literally asked me today if we were going to have like Bud Light on tap. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Dad.
You don't know how this works.
At this point, you're still asking me this.
This works.
How any of this works.
I am friendly.
But, you know, there's just people out there that, you know, you got to say, we don't have that, but we have something
we have
like
this
and you may
closest.
Like this. And,
light bar lager. I think that's the go-to for everyone. This light bar. You're just gonna always have. Is there beer that you? What are your beers that are just you're gonna? You're confident they're gonna be there. Do you have Coors?
I really don't want Coors, but we're gonna have to have Coors. I mean, not Coors Light.
Go ahead. We're gonna have to have Coors.
Coors.
Coors beers.
We'll probably always have light bar on.
A version of light bar, maybe? Make it more exciting for you?
It's not going to be...
So you're probably a lager, probably an IPA, right. And probably something in the dark area, yeah. At least.
Mm-hmm. Sour.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Sour's coming.
Yes.
Don't tease us with it.
Yeah, if you guys have some sort of kettle sour or blender-wise, that will do nothing, because there are so many... females that come in and they're just like, I don't like beer. I want wine or
cider.
Thanks for coming.
All beer tastes terrible. And you're just like, here, pineapple blender wise. And they'll be like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Woo!
Those are usually our first beers to run out of when we go to the festivals. And then every now and then a guy will come up and be like, can I have the pink beer? Like, you know, he's like got his hands around the glass. Yeah. And you can't see that it's.
Well, yeah, I'll take it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you mean
it's for my wife.
It's all you got.
No, I have this one here. No, I'll take that one. This one.
You mean Paul Fedoroff?
Oh shit!
Wow.
Local reference.
I didn't even get it. I'm a Fresnan, for God's sakes.
Good Lord. Oh, so is the Fresnan going to be live reporting?
Or is Mikey sure Top Pour? I'm sure there'll be a post on the Fresnan before or after.
Or is Mikey
during?
Top Pour going to edge him out?
There'll probably be both, maybe.
Whoa.
They'll just bring your little.
Mikey Top Pour is not breaking news blog. It's a odd.
It's a hypothetical.
10 people asking that question a month blog. SEO joke. Jeez, guys.
Jeez.
I'm just so rattled that it's going to be happening. So magical. That I want to know is, will there be a line fest in front of your place looking at the line fest at Tioga?
Ooh.
Because the line fest at Tioga will wrap around in front of their place, right, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
Usually it does. Mm-hmm. So there could be line fest bumping into each other.
Which line are you in, bro?
There's going to be two sets of people. there's going to be people that goes that go into their place first because they see the line at Tioga. And then there's going to be people at Tioga that go, okay, I'm going to get my bottles, I'm going to get my flight, and then we're going to go to Zach's.
Mm-hmm.
And then those people like cross in the street. You're like, oh, the line's hey, gone up, across bro? The street. Let's go over to Tioga. And just be back and forth all day.
Line fest bumping.
Yeah.
A line off.
It's a line off.
It's a line off.
Who's got the longer line?
Quick draw. quick drunk.
Are you gonna like undercut Tioga and just like open at like 11:40 and like everyone just starts going in your place and leaving the line? No.
We're opening at 11.
What? Ooh, oh, they're insider already, tip. Tioga's already undercutting you. Oh my God.
What was that, the studio ghost? Right
yeah,
there?
That was the studio ghost. He's like excited. This whole thing.
And can't we actually, which line to be in. We leased out our building the night before for a Christmas party. Uh-huh. Our contractor's having his Christmas party in there. So
okay.
We kind of have to clear out what's, you know, in there the next day before mm-hmm. we open. So
you gotta do cleaning.
Noon is the earliest we will open that day.
Wow.
So
there you go. Tioga's going to be already rolling. Mm-hmm. But see, people will be they'll be perfect because people will be ready to go over to Zach's. Now they got their bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, let's go to Zach's.
Yeah, I think the party with Tioga is the night before, right? I mean, everybody in line and drinking and hanging out. And
so, yeah, there will be probably at least 50 people there, probably starting at 10 o'clock, building into the morning. And then about 6 or 7 a.m., we get the next wave of probably about 100 people. Yeah, because we usually have like either higher limits or specialty bottles that usually covers about the first 60 to 100 people. So,
specialty.
Early line.
There we go. Everyone's been waiting for it. There it is.
That's a good one.
That is. Anyone want to hear R2-D2? Anyone?
Yeah, what else you got? Give me a little Chewy. I know you got some
Chewy, huh?
All right, and then what?
What's that, Nick?
Trash compactor.
It's an ad, Nick. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, man.
I think it's time for a new beer.
Oh, I think it is. What do we have? I can't reach it.
Oh.
Don't look at me.
I was hinting somebody to go to the fridge. But yeah, this works.
Well, you brought this one out.
I didn't bring that out.
I brought it out. For the hell of it. Oh,
we could open it for the hell of
Nick,
it.
Because Nick likes those kind of beers.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, oh,
no, man, no, wait. Yeah. I changed my mind again. Don't open it.
Well, we're going to wait for Nick to.
Yep. Sorry, I'm reading.
What is it?
Imperial Stormtrooper Stout. 12%. Yeah, I guess that'll do.
I guess we don't do the ABV game anymore.
Once in a while.
Guess the name of it. Guess the region it's from.
That's
isn't that an album name fun. Or something? Band name? Album
Top
name?
Poor.
Big Black Voodoo. Yeah.
I love Daddy. Gold! Yeah.
What is this? What right? is this, Steven?
Big Black Voodoo maybe. Daddy. Yeah.
It was like the 90s.
Excel Barrow donated this.
Excel.
Nobody goes to Buffalo. We do.
Oh, poor Excel. By the way, our Buffalo rep, Excel Barrow.
Excel Barrow.
He sees all these get-its happening mm-hmm. with fellow reps, and he's like, nobody ever comes to Buffalo. So, somebody come to Buffalo.
Is does that mean Colorado is the get it territory of the U.S.?
It's a high get it rate high there get in it Colorado. Rate in
Colorado,
Denver. Everyone wants to go to Denver. It's exciting, and now they have 21st Amendments in Colorado this week. Just
ooh, they expanded.
Yep, you can now get 21st Amendment in Colorado.
Look
get
out.
The tasty IPA if you find it.
Oh, there's a Recco nice. Map. It says get the tasty.
There's a little sweetness to this, and I don't know if, like a, almost like a, wait.
This is
no, it's a different glass of my raspberry. There's almost like a fruit sweetness in there somewhere.
Gotta rinse it, bro.
Rinse.
Like black, well, that was my Kangaroo glass. Black cherry, something? Something in there.
Yeah. I can get that.
Crazin, maybe.
No.
Oh, that's what it is.
It could be raisin, though. No, crazin.
Crazin to barrels.
I'm going to just grill the Zacks whenever we have a question for him throughout the show. But let's get into some
culture.
To drink beer. Matt, do you have some culture to give us?
Yes.
You're closest to me. You're like the student that's sitting in front of the class. I'm going to see you first.
The world's fucked up.
Oh, okay.
Beer news, please. We'd like beer news.
Please, okay. Please pass your paper back to Gail, please.
Stepping all on your microphone headphone cable. What the hell? Okay. Sorry. I think we're good now. So there's a brewery called Oscar Blues. You may have heard of them. And has anybody noticed the new trend of alcoholic beverages that have been emerging?
I'm going to say
yes just so I look cool.
No, the seltzer, yep. The water.
Oh.
Oscar Blues is launching hard seltzer line in 2019.
Oh, boy.
That was a heavy sign.
More money.
So they look like Red Bull cans. They're 100 calories, 5%. Let's see here. There's some more details about
them. Oh, good. Only 100 calories.
Mm-hmm. I think there's only like one carb.
They're, keto.
One carb. It's perfect for my keto.
One carb. They're gluten-free and sugar-free.
So, why not just drink water?
It is.
Well, it's alcohol, right? How much alcohol was it?
5%.
Oh. Sort of.
And let's see. They had a few different flavors. Oh, yes. Classic lime, cucumber peach, lemon agave hibiscus, and melon basil. So, and... is targeted to active lifestyle consumers who value the outdoors, socializing with friends, and healthier living.
Yeah.
AKA Michelob Ultra customers.
I'm outdoorsy. That's Ralph. If Ralph was carrying one of those cans, he's all, I'm outdoors. He's got the can. You can picture it.
So, yeah. I mean, if you really want to waste money on water... with carbonation.
Really? Yeah. You want to put bad use to water.
Well, just wait till Costco comes out with theirs, and it'll just be the same flavors, half the price, Kirkland, and it comes in a 96 pack.
Kirkland hard seltzer. Seen that Kirkland mix pack? Good. Or is it variety pack?
This next one goes out to Mikey. I want to warn you of this new brewery that's opening up in San Diego. Just because I know your heart's been broken by them before.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's broken my heart, Matt.
So Josh Landon is back in the brewing business. Does that name sound familiar to you?
Familiar.
He was one of the gentlemen that sold the San Diego craft brewery St. Archer to Miller Coors.
Boo!
He had co-founded it and with former St. Archer VP Jeff Hannison and ex-marketing manager Anthony Levis. And the three of them are getting the band back together, and they're opening another brewery in San Diego. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they're going to start out with just a Mexican lager, a blonde ale, and IPA. They're going to work on some cans later in 2019. They're worried about just... They were only going to focus on about 100 draft accounts in the San Diego area. They're going to just start small. Between 47 investors...
Only 100.
47 investors in this new place, they raised over $3 million to start up this new small brewery.
Again, starting small.
Yeah.
And
Most startup breweries have $3 million.
But yeah, so they're just they're looking to just kind of just he said that he misses seeing a product that he was proud of on the shelf and on
he
on
misses him. Having yeah. a profit stream.
Yeah. Let's see.
I didn't know. I wonder what I guess they obviously they're the what from whatever rules they're from their St. Archer buyout, like the time has passed where they could start another brewery again.
Got to do something with all that buyout money.
Yeah. So they're just doing it's like the same method as St. Archer. We're just calling it this now.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they're going to just kind of be like, hey, don't ignore what we did in the past. They were
this one's going to be super genuine.
Yeah, it's kind of a, I mean, not saying that they're as good as like anybody that was in the 90s, like in a
the 90s
in a
like a big rock band or grunge band. They're just like, oh, yeah, we wanted to get back to our roots and just play clubs and everything, and with this new band and a project and. You know, go back to tape recording, and it's like 2 years later, they're playing like Save Mart Center and Wembley Stadium and things like that.
So, as at all.
Yeah. We organically grew into this. It's like, yeah, come on. So I just wanted to warn you about that.
I will stay away. I mean,
I like the quote where he says he has nobody to answer to anymore, except for his 47 investors.
Uh-huh. Nobody
except for them, we got nobody to answer.
Except for that $3 million I owe everyone. Yeah.
Other than that, we got nobody to answer to anymore. Not like they did at St. Archer.
I really miss seeing my beer on draft and drinking my beer with our brewers and seeing people wear our t-shirts and talking about it and going to beer festivals. I miss all of that. And I missed all of that in an independent way. Once we sold it out... St. Archer to Coors, the entrepreneurial spirit and everything that comes along with it was just gone overnight. And that was personally hard for me, and it took me a long time to get over it.
Mm-hmm. But I'm over it now, and come on in and buy
it. Only took 2 years for me to get over it.
He's acting like they...
He's just been on rough times. With all that money he had.
He's acting like he had like a sticker door or something. They're like, oh, let's get rid of this. And just put a new door. And, oh, there, that's much better, isn't it? And really opens up the space.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't handle this.
Look how much better it works.
I'm bored.
No, but
okay. Yeah. Farting it up over there.
Are you getting Louied?
So yeah, I hope you're, all right, hope you're okay.
I'll look out for it.
All right. And then the last one, it came in just about 10 hours ago.
Oh, breaking.
But Jeffers from Firestone announced that he is retiring. This is the last day of this year. He's the head of their funky barrel stuff.
So.
Barrel master.
Barrel. He is.
I was only looking at you inquisitively, like I wonder if Matt knows, because I know.
So he put retiring in quotes, saying that nobody ever really retires, and he gave out his.
You're not doing it right if you're like not really retired.
He's all for all the people I met, and they want to keep in touch. He gave out his personal email, which is sbcglobal.net, which should. Makes sense if somebody's retiring and they still have an SBC global. Yeah.
I have one.
I have one.
No, I do too.
My AOL ran out of minutes. Does anybody have a free disk?
I think I have some in the box somewhere.
Sweet. Yes.
15,000 AOL minutes, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So, sad news, but there's still one other great people in that side of the company that do amazing things. So it's just, he happened to be the most public of that side, like public figure that people got to see on the tours and meet. And
well, things. Maybe he'll just randomly be in a tour now.
Segway to the next person.
Segway to the next person. Matt, or I mean, Nick. Nick Matt.
Nick Matt. Nick Matt.
What's going on?
I'm going to forego my culture.
Whoa.
Because it's sad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Then perhaps you should get us a beer.
Sounds good.
If you're not going to
party. Get us beer. Yeah, we don't have a fridge mic this week.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Deal with it. You get to use the fridge without anyone listening.
Hey, I'm over here.
Nope, we're not listening. La 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 la. Not listening to you at the fridge. I wanted to share we have a new iTunes review that we haven't acknowledged. This one.
New iTunes review.
It's great times with craft beer. The show cracks me up. It's like sitting around your favorite brewery having beers with your good friends. I've been listening for about a year now, and I am already speaking crazy like Mikey. This does cause all my friends to look at me funny, but that's okay because they will be listening soon enough. Cheers, Buck from Oklahoma. 5 stars.
Nice.
Oh, I love that.
5 stars, best stars, the most stars. We have all the stars.
Do we have anybody else from Oklahoma?
We have our Oklahoma rep. We got many Oklahomans. Dust Bowl Brewing's out in Oklahoma. We're all about it. Oh, Nick's. So thank you. Anyone that leaves an iTunes review, we try and catch them. And catch them all. We're subscribing. iTunes That's, reviews.
That These sounded like a pair cool. of cans sitting down.
I had my hands on a nice pair of cans. let's lighten it up a little bit, if you all will.
Right.
Shed some light on the subject.
Where are you going with this?
Let's lighten the mood a little bit.
I feel like he's saying light a lot, Matt. What does he mean?
Isn't that a Clutch song? Light it up, light it up, light it up.
1101. Can we? Is it time?
Go for it.
All right. Is it time?
It's time.
Okay, I got double Zach approved. Ooh,
actually, we should wait 15 minutes for the tannins.
Ooh.
The tannins.
Ooh.
This has been UV coated. The tannins are already settled.
That was How I Met Your Mother reference.
I love gold.
That's an official beer right there.
Need a clean
what is that? What
this.
Is that, Nick?
Can you hear it?
Oh, that sounds like a lager.
But can you see it?
I don't know. Not yet.
No.
It's way over there.
It's never going to give you up. It's never going to let you down.
All I want to know is that name because of the show? Or was that name around before the show?
It's because of the show.
Oh, we have
that
from
one time
Zach's
I was
brewing.
On we were talking about.
Yeah.
Bite bars.
No, I think you coined that.
Yeah.
I believe you came up with the phrase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those bros, you know.
All the bros.
Light bar lager. Canned today. This is today fresh. I guess. Whoops. I just spilled this.
Your phone got a drink.
My phone just drank some. Oh, AB 5.3. If I can handle this. Man, this is exciting.
Oof.
Our first professional. I mean, we've had some Zachs on the show before, but they weren't professional Zachs. Louis.
Can you taste the 100-year-old building air in there?
Yes. Brewery beer.
That's brewery terroir right there.
And this is with corn, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Corn.
So would it be...
It's corny.
With corn?
Would it be Mexican
corn?
Style?
This is a collab brew with corn?
It's not cheesy.
The band
it's
American
corny.
Lager.
What?
It's a collab brew with corn? K with corn? With
K with a corn? Jonathan Davies corn?
That's what gets me about lagers with corn, noticeably. They almost have like a bready characteristic, but it's like just more like a sweetness from like cooked corn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like it, though. It does not linger. It does its job and disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Alright, drink mine.
Sulfury.
Oops.
I drank mine.
Good job.
I'm empty.
Gold star.
Pat me on the back. Man, that's good. That's some good lager. Tasty lager. You didn't go hoppy lager. You went lager.
Straight up lager.
Straight. Yeah. You didn't want to scare people.
We almost named it Lager. It took forever. It took forever.
It's a light bar lager.
How much is this one gonna last? Now, how scared are you as far as beer wise?
Sweaty.
Yeah.
Sweaty balls. Peach sweaty.
Peach sweaty.
You feel like you're good for opening day.
Yeah, I think I am. Then I talked to Matt, and he's like,
"Nope, you're not.
No.
Not prepared."
Oh, I just try to scare him all the time. Whenever they come to the brewery, I'm like,
"Not enough."
You guys want to know how many kegs I went through today?
Yeah, he's always showing me that. Like, thanks.
Yep. I think they'll do all right.
Yeah, we should have about 40 barrels of beer ready to go, hopefully.
Yeah, 40 barrels.
40.
Ready.
Mm-hmm.
You're all kegged and ready?
Not all kegged.
No.
Yet. All
right.
We have some other lagers. This cold weather is making things.
Oh. Wow.
Warm it up.
Cold Fresno weather.
Mm-hmm. Chili beers.
Chili beer.
We will have a chili beer.
What?
Ooh. We're going to have the hot Hawaiian.
Ooh. Spoiler alert.
It sounds like pizza.
Yeah.
Is that known?
That is the Hanamaikai, which is our hot Hawaiian pizza inspired goes.
That sounds pineapple-y, Michael.
I'm okay with it in beer. Okay.
Pineapple, jalapenos.
Even a pizza beer.
And smoked Gouda with bacon.
Just don't put it on my real pizza. I'll have this beer as I'm eating a pizza, but I will not have pineapple on my pizza.
Oh my gosh.
Can you drink it while you're eating a pizza?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
It's fine.
That's allowed.
I don't know why you want to have a mealy cold fruit on your hot piping pizza.
Because it's delicious.
It's very good.
Not together.
Sweet, salty,
no.
Spicy. Come on.
No, it's cold and it's like... And you bite into it. It's like, what am I biting into? I thought I was eating a pizza.
Healthy, fresh fruit.
Oh, health.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Healthy. Vitamin C.
No.
Yeah, you don't want to get scurvy.
Yeah, the scurvy.
I'll just have the beer.
Don't get the scurvy.
Keep me from scurvying.
Don't get the scurvies.
So I'm assuming no way... you're going to be distributing kegs around town, or is just all within Albury? Nobody gets anything.
We will eventually
right.
to the little local places, but just for now, it's in-house.
You got to go see them.
You got to go.
Come.
But you have a crowlering system, a canning system, crowlering system. I mean, we're having 16-ounce cans here. This light bar lager is out of a 16-ounce can.
It is. We're not doing the 32-ounce. We could do 12 or 16-ounce cans.
Oh, you could do a 12.
That's but not for the opening.
Yeah. I want to, but she's...
No.
So limits. Do I have a limit for what I can bring out of there?
On opening?
Yeah.
Nothing to go.
Oh, not doing anything.
You just
got to
drink everything there.
All right.
Uber, drink all you can.
That's right.
Because you want to have beer there when people walk in.
Yeah.
You won't be like, some jackass just took a truckload of cans out the door. Sorry.
Yeah. It's going to be too much to, be canning, labeling. It's going to be too much for the opening, but we will, after the opening, have cans to go.
I think once we get our system down and kind of figure out, how things work. I mean, right now it's just the three of us. So, we're relying on volunteers. We have a lot of people who like beer. So
get paid in beer.
Yes. Yeah. We're very fortunate. We have a great beer family. And so once we figure out, I think, the kinks and how everything works, then we'll, probably first of the year, start doing crowlers and tasters and all that. But for the opening, it's just going to be 16 or 13 or water.
We have unlimited water.
We have all the waters.
Or
we did get the Modern Times cold brew.
Oh, yeah.
On nitro. So that might be really kick-ass mixed with what? The Chocotasso.
Whoa.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. There's rumors that Chew Your Beer is having some issues now. Yeah. But he's still finding his way there. He may be there late at night on the opening.
You guys should have, 10,000 beers available that day?
Did you just do some math over there?
I did. Well, 40 barrels times by 31 gallons. That should give you, 1280. Times that by 128 ounces. That's 1 gallon. And then you divide that by 16 ounces. And that should give you roughly around 10,000 beers?
Sure, yeah.
Cool.
Divided by all the drunk people coming over from Tioga to drink it all? Equals no beer.
Now, what happens if I come in there and I drop my chocotazo on the floor and it breaks?
Oh.
It's an old reference.
Mikey's going to return.
Reference.
Was that a Pliny? Or
was that was a younger. I did that to a younger.
The rarest of rare beers.
That's what I thought. This is what I think of this. Rest of River.
I can get this anytime I want.
Yep. I go, psh. I just flung it right in front of the line out there. Think. It's all right. Walked out. That's what I'm going to do to Zach's.
Beer drop.
Yep. Psh. Had it.
Had it. Look at that board.
Yeah. Look at that board. Swept the board.
Should have had Chuck.
All Chocotassos. I'm going to have 3 Chocotasso check-ins. Boom, 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 boom. Yep, I'm that guy. So what, do we have artwork yet? Do we have we've got exposed brick inside.
Yes.
Do we have anything up on the walls yet, maybe? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Oh my gosh. I can't tell if they're being secretive or they just don't have anything.
It's
still empty building.
It's kind of scary because it's I don't want to say this is going to happen because... If it doesn't happen,
yeah.
It's
oops.
People are gonna be like, "Where's
the?
Oh yeah, about
where is it? I'm gonna be first one. Where are the posters?
You told me.
We have TVs.
We'll
have
sports ball. Woo!
Can I tell you what you need to change it to?
Yes, please do. Because I have no idea.
We don't watch sports, so we're gonna need some advice.
Nothing irritates me more than places that advertise we're gonna have the sports ball on. I'm like, okay, I'll go, and then it's like. Some random ass thing. I'm like, hey, could you put my sports ball on?
What?
And then there's 5 people they gotta ask, who knows how to do the remote? I don't know. Just on his break.
Just check in on Untapped and then you comment.
Yeah. Can you just give me the remote?
I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Mikey wants me to change the channel. Yeah.
Change the channel.
Change channel
two.
Yeah, I have no shame asking people. They're like, can you put on the something game, and I was like, do you know what channel it's on? I was like, that'd be a lot easier me trying to fumble it, and usually somebody in their group would be like, what do you have? I have a Comcast. That's channel 245. Okay.
I'd like to see the Westminster Dog Show, please.
Oh,
can you put that on?
There probably should be more Food Network. Somebody should have run it, because everyone defaults to ESPN networks. Well, what's the matter with defaulting?
Well, you want to see Guy Fieri on the TV all the time? you want him to take you to Flavortown?
Yep. Oh, man, this is great.
What about some Bar Rescue?
I want to see him do
Sundays.
Well, bar
no!
Sunday.
How about bar that? Rescue this is Sunday.
That way you can talk about butt funnels.
Butt funnels.
Wow.
What?
Missed that episode.
Do you don't know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where he'll put a drinking rail. So say there's a dance floor and he'll put a drinking rail.
Right.
Drinking and he only leaves a 24-inch opening. So people kind of have to rub next to each other to get in and out. He calls it a butt funnel.
Way,
all
right.
Because if you have that close encounter, you're more likely to... Be like, oh, hey, you want to get a drink?
And, wow. Yeah. Just trying to force people to fondle each other.
Oops.
Perv.
Wow.
Oopsie.
Oh, guy.
That was a lighter in my pocket, I swear.
No, that wasn't a guy. That's John Taffer.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, Nick, right. we're done with you, Nick.
Yeah, we're done.
Sorry.
Dunzo. Boom. I'm spilling beer already. That should be.
I want to mention how surprising this season of the Bourbon County Barrel Aged Stout, the Goose Islands, Budweiser's Islands, how much I've seen it this year on social media, and how many people that I thought were craft beer exclusive people then they'll post Bourbon County. And I was like, who are you? Uh-oh. Who is this?
Are they beginning traitors to forget?
I thought I knew who you were, and I do not know who you are. But it's like this, is there any buyout beer that still can lime fest? It's like the only buyout brewery that can get a line for something. And like that beer geeks will turn the, like, just conveniently forget that it's a Budweiser beer. Like, there's so many. Can you think of one that's a buyout beer that people still get excited about? I mean, Spruce Tip Sculpin, obviously.
Obviously. Does Ballast Point have Linefest ever?
No. I can't imagine, no.
Have they invented anything new to even create a line?
Well, yeah, if you want to try 20 Sculpin variants new.
Were they ever a Linefest
brewery? No, I don't think so.
They were just always existed, huh?
It seems like all Linefest brewers are small.
Well, they always had their festival. What was it? Victory at Sea Festival.
That was Linefest worthy?
They made a weekend out of it.
Okay.
Well, Victory at Sea was always, was sort of a pretty big thing. I've forgotten about that beer.
All right, there we go. So that might be
but
next.
Still not, though. I mean, right now, it's the only buyout beer that's transcended, still managed to transcend. And I always wonder, like, how when I see people check or on an Instagram or check, I was like, every time I'm just like, I want to comment, that's a Budweiser beer!
You know that's a Budweiser beer, right? You know that, right?
It sends you into a tizzy.
Yeah. Only occasionally I will. Usually I just leave it alone. I'm just like,
you should know better.
That's their business. It's not my business.
Unfriend.
Unfriend. No, I... Here's how passive aggressive I am. I will I'll be going through a marathon of just like heart, 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 heart. And then I'll heart somebody accidentally. I'll see it's a Bourbon County. I'm like, whoop, whoop, go back up, unheart, then go back to my hearting. Heart, 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 heart.
Nice.
And I'll be like, I hope you saw that. I unhearted that.
Yeah.
Oh, he hardened me. Oh, what? He didn't. What happened? Yeah. That's what's going on in my head. What happened? What did Mikey? Oh, yeah. No. Oh, it must be because it's Bourbon County.
But I don't see which
one. He must not like that I drink this Bourbon County stout. I think I'll
never
stop
drink
now.
It again.
I'll never do it again.
I feel bad.
I feel bad. Now be it. Yes, it worked. I'm great. I'm a great beer geek. I'm teaching the world. Well, that's all I have. Because we got stuff to get to. We got the other shows, the other podcasts to listen to, and I'm just unprepared tonight. How are you guys doing? Is everyone doing good?
Doing good.
Okay. JC Flowers good. We drink that. The Zach's Brewing Lager, okay. Light Bar Lager. That's great. We're having a great time.
I brought out a Tioga beer, unless we're ready for another Zach's beer.
Tioga. Mm.
Let's do the Tioga.
I'm interested in that.
Do people
we're
say
neighbors? We can share.
Neighbors.
Neighbors.
Canned today.
Oh, I guess that's good enough.
This is a label.
I love gold.
Oh yeah, who had influence on this label?
Literally, the president of the company was
a Volkswagen bus.
He gave it to the
label.
Graphic designer, and he's like, "Hey, do something about this." And so he came to me, and he's like, "Well, this is what I came up with." And I was like, "Yeah, it looks good.
Make one of them damn hippie vans on the front."
I tried to tell him, I was like, "Well, Amal, my personal preference is if you went with the split window bus, but but what you chose is a bay window mall. It's kind of cool. People would probably recognize that more. And he's like, you get that you're the only one that'll care which model of bus. And I was like, yeah.
But you got to make it a walkthrough so it doesn't have the extra three vents on the top.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I thought she was reading the label.
No, I'm just tripping out because it tastes like the smell of my Christmas tree.
So ooh. This is an evergreen IPA. It's called...
Terrible mess tonight.
It's called Christmas Card.
Oh, Christmas IPA.
Happy Holidays. It was a collaboration brew from Slow and Tioga.
Slow Brew and Tioga.
Happy Holidays, Love, TS, and Slow.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
But there is actual... Nice. I think it's blue spruce tips.
Blue spruce tips? What the hell is that?
The blue spruce. Come on, man.
Yeah, come on, bro.
They freaking cut up a Christmas tree and they threw it in the mash tun.
Wow. Literally?
Some people were saying that it had a rosemary characteristic to it. Mm.
Very fresh herb essence.
Not my favorite beer style, so you will not upset me if you don't 100% like this.
Like a gin quality to it. Juniper berry, maybe.
Okay.
They literally had a Christmas tree in the boil.
Steven's making a face.
No, it tastes like a Christmas tree.
Tastes like the smell.
Oh, Christmas tree.
Have you ever tasted a Christmas tree?
Okay. Well, when you're having to put that tree in the stand, and you're getting all that tree sap on your hands.
Yeah.
It does remind me of that.
The gooey goodness.
Hmm. I think this is fun.
It is.
It's a fun beer.
It's a winter warmer. It's a spiced beer. It's a something.
I think I like it.
At least you didn't taste
it. I'm thinking about that. No, damn it. Hit the wrong button. Fat fingers. Fat fingers.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Oh, there's two ways you can have your own show on this show. You can call us 559-492-0542. That's the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network. Or you can record something on your phone or record something however you want to record something and send it the MP3 file to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And that's what Danielle did. Whoops. And why is it not going to the board? Hey guys, why is it not going to the board?
And we just out here, we just finished up with hazy days. I am exhausted. My vision's a little fuzzy and blurry, hazy. I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
But it was so much fun. We had such a great time. I would have to say that my favorite beer of the event was going to be the Humble Sea Vest Coast IPA.
Humble Sea.
And, you know, I was sipping on our hazy sour all night. The hazy, or the...
Funky Hop-a-Hazen.
Yeah, I can't even keep it straight. It was really good. But we had a lot of good stuff. We had some Modern Times out here. Humble Sea, like Danielle said. We had...
Alvarado,
Beechwood, Temescal, all kinds of fun stuff. So, Temescal. We missed you guys. You missed out on the haze.
Mm-hmm. Sorry we couldn't see you at dealership, Matt.
Yeah, but glad you got a beer or two. Glad you hooked up with the other Lauren. And enjoyed the classic Best Coast. The new recipe on that thing is really top notch. It's dried out nicely and not so malt.
It's a really good IPA.
It's a pretty classic West Coast.
Make beer clear again.
Yes, who said that?
So you guys keep an eye out in the mail for Drake's Christmas package coming your way. There should be one for each of you, but yeah, other than that.
Keep it hazy, bros.
No! Keep it hazy!
Do not seek the haze.
Keep it easy. Thanks, guys. Keep it easy.
Although, I gotta ask, because I know Steven likes hazies. What's your dream number of hazy taps at the brewery when you get there? I'm not saying right away. I'm saying how many hazies you want to have?
I think four is good.
Four is a good number.
Four hazies.
More than that, it just won't taste look the same.
It's going to start blending.
But I'm trying to have one, two, three clear IPAs.
Ooh.
Whoa. Like that's a lot of clears.
for the opening.
What year is this?
Yep. It's now. It's now, Nick.
It's now.
It's very
three,
now.
Did you hear that? Three clear IPAs.
Wow.
Yeah, we only have one hazy beer, right?
Two.
Oh, we have two. Oh, that's right.
Fog not.
Oh, yeah.
Cantastic.
Cantastic.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Fognog.
Their naming department's on point.
I'm going Fognog.
Fognog.
What's your guys' I mean, I know because I've seen it, but I just want you, for the listeners.
Yeah, we're pretending we know
your flights. How are those flights going to be coming out? You got four? Four?
The grand opening.
Yeah.
But we will have them. We have fours and we have six.
Four and six.
Yes.
And you can just pick.
Yes.
There's no like, nah, you got to do this flight.
No. Just pick what you want. We'll pour it and we'll put it in there and send you on your way.
Bye.
Now get out of here, kid. No, but no flights during grand opening? Dave?
No.
Not unless it's not crazy.
yeah.
They're trying to keep it simple.
Yeah. Yeah, what if there's only like three people in there? What happens then?
You get a flight. You get a flight. You get a flight. Like,
okay, yeah, cans. You can take all the cans out of here you want. Can it up, bro.
We're just going to go ahead and charge you $100.
Hey, people, circle calling in. Sure, and,
I'll do it.
Guess what? I'd like to give a special cheers out to Mikey Topwar.
What?
What?
For finishing in number three seeding of the regular season in a perfect poor fantasy.
Yeah. Team. And in the playoffs.
Finish the regular season as a number one seed. Yep, this guy right here.
Good job, Ian.
So, Zach Brewing is going to open up soon. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to know your thoughts on the perfect tasting room. Oh. Do you guys like a large venue, something similar to Tioga Sequoia? Something smaller, like a Silva Brewing out there in Paso? Ooh. How about the noise level? Ooh. Do you guys like it filled with a bunch of millennials? They'll be loud, can't hear yourself think. Or do you like an older crowd?
Damn loud, you know, millennials.
People in their late 30s, 40s. Once with families. How about kid friendly? Do you guys like kid friendly, dog friendly?
Man, these are a lot of questions.
You know? Having a patio.
Why aren't we asking you know? These questions?
What are your requirements for having a good tasting room? Is it just about the beer? Does it matter where it is? You know, as long as they got good beer, you know, you can park anywhere. Hopefully your car's still going to be there when you get back. Maybe a hubcap, you know, or something's missing, broken window. But they got good beer, right?
What?
So anyway, guys, love to know what you guys think and keep up the good work. Guys.
I pee during voicemails too. Keep up the good work, guys.
So first, big tap room versus a small tap room.
Small.
Let's take that question. Small. Steven, small.
Big.
Oh,
she likes it the big. Wait a minute.
Go big or go home.
Wow.
I've been in tap rooms of all sizes. I think it just depends how space and how things are utilized. I've been in there are some places I go and it feels like it's not a large amount of people, but it still feels like it takes you forever to get a beer. I think that's worse than anything else. I don't mind being around large crowds. I don't prefer it, but I don't mind it as long as you get a beer in a timely fashion. So I think mine's more service-based than it is size or what it does and doesn't have. If it has seats and has beer, I'm good.
A good vibe.
Right.
Some places are...
Oh, yeah. I mean,
awkward, like you walked into somebody else's like conversation
yeah.
or you weren't... There's that, invited that, to the yeah, party.
That's why I would say no to a small because
exactly
if you it's like it could be like there's might be two people in there okay. and there's like no music on and it's just like the dude at the bar and then like a regular dude that's probably his friend or whatever and there's maybe two other people and then you're just kind of like And then you're like, and it's so small that you're forced to like talk to the guy.
Okay, I changed my mind. I agree.
Lots of room, lots of space,
much space.
I don't know. But you,
I remember. It really no, but like to Steven's point though, it depends. It's the vibe. It's like for me, yeah. It doesn't matter the size. It's what the vibe is, and And in a big place, you can if the vibe's bad, you can hide from that. Like, you can go create your own vibe. But, like, if it's tiny and the vibe's bad, it's, like, really... Because you're just stuck. You're, like, you got to at least have one beer. You're just, you can't just be like, oh, bad, bye. We'll just walk right out. Walk right out.
Oh, I was just looking for my wife in here. I don't see her.
Nope. Oh, no. No wives in here.
Oh, you don't serve ciders here? Okay.
Oh, see you later.
And you're forever known as the cider guy.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, I got like ciders.
See that guy?
Three monkeys in Madeira used to have a tap room in Madeira. And Reggie U559 and I would go there once in a while because it was right by our work after work, and like it was so tiny, it was that place. It was like once in a while there'd be cool people in there and be like, oh, this is fun, and then sometimes it would just be you and the bartender, and then you just gotta sit there and like, and I'm an introvert person, I don't really like talking to strange people, so I'm just like, so you have the beer here, huh? How long you been here? It's cool.
Gotta go.
Yeah, I'm gonna check in and go. Now, so yeah, the big ones you can just like, I'm gonna go sit away over here.
Yeah, I need this window seat.
Yeah.
Probably my least favorite thing is sometimes you end up going out to a bar or a place by yourself, and you're just like, oh, I'll just immerse myself in the scene. Chances are I'll find somebody to talk to. And then you sit at the bar, you get your beer, and you're comfortable with just being in your own world. And then the person next to you is like, hey, so I want to know things about you and your life. And this and then you're like, whoa.
Hey, bro.
fuck me for having that thought.
I have a phone over here, so I'm good. I don't need you over here. Yeah, man. Nice guy.
I walk up and I'm like, hey, how you doing? And then they tell you the whole life story.
Like, yeah. Oh, son of a bitch.
Damn it.
All you had to say was good.
Turns out I have to leave.
I'm fine.
That's
super.
So, okay, what other taproom things? Do you like a younger crowd or do you like an older crowd? Mellow crowd or a younger, like it's popping in here?
It's popping. I like the younger crowd because they watch less sports.
Yes. All right. That's a fair point.
What's sports going to do with all these young people not watching the sports?
Me. I don't know.
Sports in trouble? NBA is having a great season, guys.
Oh, thank goodness. They need more money.
Right. Yep. So.
No other answers.
A little bit in between, maybe? Mellow with some young people that you can look at and mock and you know, people watch. Like, look at those idiots.
When I was your age, oh crap, did I just say that?
I didn't have tap rooms to go into. I've said that a few times.
It's weird because there's such a gap, an age gap between, you know, craft beer drinkers. I mean, you have older people who want to come and, you know, drink craft beer. And you've also got the, you know, the younger, the hipster dudes that want to come hang out and have a beer. And so I think the best tap room is something that you have something for everybody, you know?
I think Tioga fits that.
Definitely.
And your guys is Zach sought the size of it. It's like a perfect size to me for a tap room. It's like, it's big enough that you can have a lot of people, like a fun atmosphere, but it's not so big that if you have like five people in there, it won't be bad. It won't look right. It'll still look right.
You can still sit in the corner and feel comfortable.
Right. I can still hide if I want to. Just secretly look at myself on the untapped board.
Like, yes. That's me.
Please don't nobody come up.
Nobody else is looking at me up on the board.
Change the channel.
Hey! Is the untapped board working right? Yeah, I guess. Okay. Just making sure. Maybe you want to look at it? That's me up there.
You got a special request.
Ooh, looks like somebody wrote a text up there. Be fun to read it. Aloud to everyone here. Who it is. Saying... Sorry. There was another thing I wanted to say about Tavern Booms, and now I've completely forgotten. The untapped board has got me.
Well, I think he touched on the kids versus no kids.
Oh, okay.
In a tap room kind of thing, and that's...
That's a long, forever debate.
I'll just say we're family friendly.
Yes, if they're on leashes.
Put the children on leashes. Right.
My children.
You can bring the kids in, but you're not gonna have a McDonald's play place in there.
Right. What am
I? I mean, it's not gonna be designed to be like a McDonald's playground, like you said, but you know, we wanna have, you know, families come out and enjoy and
I think the nice way I've put it before when people have asked on the phone, I've said dogs are allowed and children are tolerated.
That's a good one.
Wow. Yep. Yeah, you love them dogs in there. Can dogs come into Zach's?
I'm not opposed to dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yet.
Yeah. What?
There's that one that ruins it.
What's the liability for, I don't mean to jinx anything here. For if a dog bites a patron in a tap room, does the tap room have any anything to do with that?
Well, I mean, if they were to seek anything out, that's why you have insurance.
Okay.
You have a blanket insurance for people that come into your place that can get injured in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Including dog bites.
If somebody were to get bitten at your place and they don't seek the owner of the dog, they try to go after the establishment, that's when you just go, hey, you can talk to my insurance agency.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've always wondered that. It's like, what happened there? All these dogs go, oh. Have you had that happen? A dog bite something?
Almost.
Anything? Almost?
Almost.
Just missed.
We don't really have... It's rare that we have a dog that's not pretty well behaved. Usually we find people.
Nobody brings a Louie out.
It's the same thing with kids. Most of the kids are well behaved, but then every now and then you got those parents that
don't care.
Yeah.
Every once in a while you'll get a group of parents that go out for Sunday brunch, and you know that they're there drinking because of the kids that are there running, you know. Throwing Jenga bricks
throwing
at each
Jenga
other.
Jenga blocks across the parking lot.
You're like, oh, so that's why they're drinking here, because
playing dodgeball.
This is normal. Boom, boom. This is well behaved.
That those do exist, but generally the people that call in and they're like, hey, can I bring my dog down? They're pretty well behaved. They're truthful about that.
Everyone's gonna have pups and kids and pups.
Hey guys! You hear me?
What?
Who's
driving?
Scotty B.
I really am driving this time. So, I just wanted to let all you folks out there that wanted to go to Zach's Brewing's grand opening, and maybe, you know, you're not from the area, so it might be kind of difficult, and there might be things going on with your family and stuff that might prevent you from coming. I just want you to know that you're dead to me. No, just kidding. You're not dead to me. I know stuff happens. I just want to be all dramatic. So, yeah, if you can't make it, don't worry.
This will be around.
Stuff will still be happening. And I still love you. Okay?
Okay.
So, thanks, I'm getting Scott. Pumped about that, though. It's like a week and a half away right now.
No.
It's the 6th.
This is Friday.
Of December. The countdown is on. It's exciting. Exciting stuff, folks. It really is. Well, anyway, that's about all I wanted to say, is that even if you can't make it, I still love you. Okay? Aww. But try to make it. I'll be there. All right, keep up the great work. I'm driving!
Scotty B. You know what's super? Scotty B.
He's a swell guy.
He's swell.
Isn't he great?
He's swell.
He should be proud of himself.
So what do we got? We got a new beer here.
Ooh,
another Zach's Brewing Pineapple Berliner Weiss. What's my safe word? Wow.
Pineapple juice.
This is straight up like a Dole pineapple juice can.
Whip.
Whip. Dole Whip. Is this a Dole Whip beer?
Whip.
Whip.
Is this wow, having a Berliner Weiss on, huh?
No, it's good. It's holy, it's the crap. Right amount of tart to me. And the nose of it's really good.
It's easy. Not a sour.
It's refreshing.
Boo.
Which kissed.
Oh, that's pretty close.
You're not sucking on sweet tarts.
Get you.
Or, I mean, yeah.
I feel like this is a good balance because sometimes you get a pint or a glass of a sour and you're like, can't drink the whole thing. But what? This is kind of like right, mm-hmm. You know.
This is very accessible.
Does this have a little bit higher of a carbonation on it?
A little bit.
A little bit? Yep. That helps. Makes it bright.
Pops.
Pop.
Poppity pop. Pops. Pops.
Got it. It's Sky B.
Feel like he's here.
It's poppity pop. Man, you're going to have, you're covering all the bases.
We're trying.
This is good.
Yeah, you're not going to have trouble selling this beer.
I like this.
Joseph from 411 calls it the panty dropper.
Oh my goodness.
If you guys did, I guess you could do pineapple, just basically get the rim wet and put a little tajin, people would probably go insane for that.
True, true.
One what? Day at a time. I feel like I could sell it just the way it is, though.
No, you could, but then you'll get people like, no. We actually have people that show up with a little keychain tajins. Yeah,
I'll just
be
like, I'll just buy the packets. I'll sell them at the front, like the Quickie Marts. You know, they have nice. Little yep. tajin bottles yeah. at the front. Mm-hmm.
Gosh, where are we? McKinley Market again?
What's I know, going right? On here?
Benj Clark emailed us. Said, "Gentlemen of the Perfect Pour, chills on repeal day. Of all days for Untappd to make a special day badge, it should be today to celebrate the 21st Amendment on this day in 1933. December 5th should be a Beer Geek National Holiday. Raise a glass, or a can, a crowler, whatever, and say cheers to freedom!" Benj Clark, P.S. Maybe next year we can get a campaign for a repeal day badge going. So Untappd didn't have a repeal day badge. That's pretty terrible, Untappd. I didn't get it, yeah, because I checked in on repeal day and didn't get a badge, didn't pop up. That's pretty bad. Come on. It feels like they're kind of abandoning the badge people. They're going to do that.
Yes.
Just saying.
Because they've had a shortage of badges lately.
Bad shortages.
Bad shortages.
Well, I mean, that seems like they should have done some more work for that badge.
They're working on actually getting local badges.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This is insider information.
Yeah.
I thought you could always pay them. Like, if the money's right, they'll badge you whatever you want.
Pretty much, yeah.
They're like, yeah, we'll make you a perfect pour badge. Pour your beer right. That sounds like how they... Have you looked into that? Where
I responded to the inquiry about having a custom badge, and they were like, "Okay, yeah, when it's available, we'll let you know." And then that was kind of where it was left. Oh, but I thought, how cool would that be to have a, you know, Zach's badge when mm-hmm. you check in? So hopefully they'll get on
it. Sorry, guys, I just coming up with a revenue stream for you, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we'll get to that."
Yeah,
if that happens, what would we call the badge?
Zach's.
You have Zach's beer. Here's a badge.
Here's a badge. Shut up.
You can get a fella level. Fella level one.
Hey guys, I'm badging.
I got a Hanukkah badge right now. Is that
okay? Ooh. We need to make a Scotty B badge.
Scotty B.
Chief. Chief level.
Somebody that does caricature, animated caricatures has like a caricature of Scotty B behind the wheel, like going, "Ah, hey guys,
I'm driving badge.
I'm driving." Yeah, that's kind of bad badge to have with the drinking app, but but we would get that it's not bad.
Right.
The rest of the world wouldn't understand.
Maybe it'd be how many Ubers you've taken to breweries.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Uber check-ins. Some sort of Uber related.
You don't want
to.
You don't want to.
Matt's level 100 already.
Matt has so many Uber badges. It's like he's got all the Uber badges. He knows all the Uber drivers in town.
Badging it.
Surprisingly enough, I do not get the same Uber driver that often, or Lyft, whichever I use.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
It's only happened maybe less than 6 times.
Hmm. I saw the other day, I saw like a plumber van with the Lyft or with the Uber sticker in the window.
Nice.
I was like, what the hell? Who's got, yeah, who's gotten that one? Like, oh, I got picked up in a plumber van today.
Mind if we stop at Lowe's?
The rack up top.
Yeah, just go back there.
Okay. Could you assemble those fittings for me while you're back there?
Mm-hmm. We're still doing voicemail.
Did you get some already, Mikey?
I did.
What a lid. That's my Hola, Holmes. This is Chew Your Beer. Chew. What's up, Perfect Pour?
Yeah.
Chew Your Beer here. Matt, Nick, and Mike just here celebrating December 15th coming around the corner.
Woo.
Sad thing to say, though. Chew Your Beer. I myself will not be making it,
what?
Holmes. Unfortunately, when you have kids, things happen, Holmes. They're fine.
So
nothing's wrong, man. They're healthy and everything. It's just my oldest played varsity football. They went undefeated, 11-0, and I guess they decided to throw them a banquet, Holmes.
Yeah.
Sucks, undefeated. Holmes. Why don't they reach out to the parents first before they make, you know, I had plans, and they ruined my
the
plans.
Parent,
and that's what like, kids no. do. They ruin their parents' plans, man. Charlie, Holmes, I'm really upset. I'm really sad. I've been listening to oldies. I just went to the bottle shop. I picked up a 4-pack of 28 Haze Days Later. Also a 4-pack of, what is it called? Against the Grain 35K Stout. And also picked up a Modern Times Sour Black Cherry Apricot. And I forgot the name of it. It's like Lula or some shit like that, Holmes. That was a label by Chew Your Beer Sad, Holmes. But very happy for Zach, Steven, and his wife and the families of Zach that, you know, this accomplishment is coming. The opening of his brewery and Chocotazo becoming a household name, Holmes. That's amazing. That's it. Orale. I don't know what else to say. I figured I'll try to find a way to get out there, maybe fight with the wife, and gives me a reason to to leave the house for a
if your
hyena
gives you shit.
I'm just kidding. I don't do that crap, Holmes. I'm loyal. I'm loyal to my hyena, Holmes. That's why I listen to oldies, eh? But maybe I can get Scotty B to package me some cans and send them out to me somehow. Sucks, Holmes. Goddamn kids. I said, don't have kids, everybody. Be single. Don't be single. Be married. Adopt. Like that you can send them back whenever you don't want them. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. And my son's listening to this. I'm just kidding. Mijo, I love you. I'm proud of you for what you did. For your accomplishments in varsity football. Undefeated. That's about it, Holmes.
Woo!
This is Chew Your Beer.
Cheers to
yeah,
that
watch
team.
It, Holmes. Peace out, eh?
I want to go to Zach's!
I love God!
Oh, shit. I jumped Nick.
Woo! There it is.
Old!
I love old.
I love old! Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Ooh. What do we have?
I just got top pour.
Top pour.
Chocotazo.
Sorry, Chocotazo. Chew. Sorry, Chew, to do this to you, but.
Chocotazo. Chocotazo.
I just poured my first professional.
If your
hyena
gives
Chocotazo.
Shit, you don't want to deal with it. Chocotazo. Chocotazo. If you're running late to work and your body needs a perk, Chocotazo. A chocotazo, a chocotazo, a chocotazo, a chocotazo, a chocotazo.
So we all have a Zach's Brewing's Chocotazo.
Chocotazo.
It's just like how I remember it.
Smell that coffee.
Coffee's bright.
Cheers, Chew.
Sorry, cheers to Chew. Chew! Cheers! It's okay, man.
Chew cheers.
You got the priorities. You got your priorities right, bro. You're gonna keep making Chocotazo. Wow. This isn't like a one-time opening thing.
We'll keep making it.
All right.
Till Chew comes.
Yeah. Maybe one day he can come brew with us.
Ooh.
That would be cool.
Show you how it's done, I see.
Are the Chocotazo ingredients, are they attainable? They're not are they easy to get relatively?
No, we used Lana's cold brew.
Okay.
It's their super concentrated cold brew. So it's like 8-to-1 ratio or something like that. So it's like 8 gallons of coffee in 1 gallon. It's right. Super concentrated.
This is coffee. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is good.
What would you guesstimate the IBU to be on this?
Guesstimate?
Mm-hmm.
Throw me on the spot. I want to say 30.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's not too high.
So when I want to know, how can I untap? Is there something established on untap that I can latch onto, or are we establishing a new Chocotazo untap right now?
You can check into Chocotazo. You want to make a new one? Is that what?
Well, all right. You guys know, like with the labels that show up for a untap beer, are you as a brewery having to tell untap this is what we want, or does it just figure it out electronically?
Well, I have my walkthrough tomorrow with an untapped. They won't let me create my tap list until I do a walkthrough with them first.
A quote-unquote walkthrough?
Yeah. They have to show me how to do it, but I'm pretty much going to figure it out myself. Mm-hmm. It's not rocket science. Yeah. But they won't let me create my tap list until I do a interview with them first.
Okay.
Yeah, they basically have the keys and everything until you sit through this webinar.
They won't give you keys in this.
Right.
Watch the webinar.
But
anybody can add a beer to Untappd on the brewery's behalf. You know, say, they didn't have time, so they'll add Chocotazo. But that's good. But people can't necessarily edit them. It's just like you see with other sites. You can request changes, but somebody from Untappd will have to review it and be like, oh, is this the correct label? Is this the updated ABV? But you can go in there yourself under your own beers and you can edit them right then on the fly, change the percentage, change the style, change the label, update the name. But what makes it difficult is even though if, say, Chocotazo, it could be a consistent beer. There could be people that are like Chocotazo batch 2, Chocotazo batch 3, Chocotazo 2019. You're like, those are all the same.
Those are all the same. I want the 2018 guys.
Check-ins.
I want the 2018 check-in. I want the 2019 check-in.
So those are easy to merge, but say somebody made the name a Flocotazo and they got a badge for it.
Taco Tazo.
Choco and they taco? Got a badge, you'd be like, hand tapped, I need to delete this. And they're like, well, you kind of have to give people a reasoning because they're going to lose a badge because you're deleting this beer. And you have to be like, you are dumb. You spelled it wrong.
You spelled it wrong.
So that's what's difficult is when people make their own check-ins and it's completely wrong to the point where you're like, this should just be deleted. I can't merge it. I can't fix it.
People on the internet spell things correctly all the time. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Somebody actually made somebody's boys in the water hole beer.
Wow.
That was our Boysenberry Berliner Weiss that Kayleen named. And somebody else made the somebody's boys in the water hole. Because I was like, I couldn't remember how we spelled it. So I looked it up on Untappd. And somebody else actually named their beer the same as ours, and so it was like
that's gonna happen a lot, babe.
I know, but I know it happens a lot, but it was just like, it was so, because that was such a random name, you know, like I didn't realize that a lot of people, you know, would put two and two together. And then I was like, ah, that's like, not our beer. But yeah, sometimes you go on Untappd, and but we will have a verified Untappd list. So verified. When you're actually drinking beer at our tap room, you can check in. Those beers will be on the list. Yeah, so.
Has the Untappd board been up and running? Have you checked it out?
No, not yet. We haven't done it yet. They actually told us our annual fee doesn't start until we publish it. So we're not going to publish it until probably.
Wow. Untappd is very.
Yeah, they're a little.
They're very businessy.
Yes. But they don't charge me until I publish it. So.
All right. What the. The funny thing is, you could not publish it and still display it in house.
True.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then my nosy neighbors would come over and take a picture.
Oh.
And post it.
I probably have about 8 unpublished menus, just because once you publish them, they go to your social media and website and all that stuff. So some of them I keep hidden just because they're specialty.
Specialty. Well, Chew will be missed opening weekend, but we all understand Chew.
We all understand. That's messed up, bro.
No, we understand Chew. Chew Beer will be there eventually, and he'll get that chocotazo. Chocotazo. I mean, come on. Chew invented the did you? How did you acquire the Chocotasso, the build of it?
We tweeted each other.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, he gave me the...
He slid into his DMs.
Whoa. She was in your DMs, huh?
Ooh. He gave us the blessing to carry on the Chocotasso.
Carry on the name.
Yep.
Is it close to Chew's... How Chew built it originally, or
not the first recipe?
Mm-hmm.
It's been tweaked since then, but different coffee variations.
Well, you're not going to be able to keep the same coffee.
Well, one batch we had green chilies in it too. We had we did the smoked green chilies in it,
which you can get from just coffee and sometimes. So.
Yeah. He had Chew had that in his original Chocotasso. He had smoked green chilies or
no,
that was.
It was like the third or fourth
batch. Yeah.
Batch we did. It had green chilies in it.
Man. Jeez. Chocotasso variants. I'm over here for the variants. Chocotasso gets
around.
I want my Chocotasso variants. That's all I'm going to be there.
Hey, guys. It's Hoppy Libations.
Hi, Hoppy.
You got Pittsburgh Tom here.
First time ever, right?
Sounds like
that's it. Right. And hey, we're drinking.
Yes.
And we're having a great time over in Pittsburgh. Met up with him, obviously, over at Church Brew Works. Having a great time.
Yeah, we're having a good time. Trying all the beers here in the church.
All of the beers. And beer going church. Out to a bottle shop to find all of the beers before I fly back home to Florida to share with Florida Steve and Lumber Jose, D-Lang, and Ipsy Al Green. So hit me up, guys. Okay? Okay.
Okay.
She's got beer.
That's pretty much all we have to say. We just, you know, we wanted to publicly say that we're having to get it.
We are having to get it. You guys keep up the great work.
Whoa.
Keep up the good work. Guys.
Oh, my gosh. I love the get it.
Get it announcement. Where's the get it alert?
Get it alert.
We have a get it alert.
I need another device. I'm deviced out here. Well, that's fun. That's the first get it in the state of Pennsylvania, as far as I know. I mean, that's an important get it.
Hey, Mikey, can you hear me? I'm driving.
Nope. I'm not either. Nope. No driving.
We're drinking.
We
are at
Caskmas,
and we were wondering where you are.
Oh, Caskmas.
You are not anywhere near Topatopa. We miss you. Walker.
Modern times.
Uh-huh. And what else?
Penthouse.
PCB?
PCB.
PCB.
Pasta Gria, Dionysus. Yeah. Oh, but hey, we're at Cast Miss.
Hey!
And guess who it is?
Oh, how are you?
It's Tony Bag and Phil Ogden.
Oh.
Risen Tobles.
Risen Tobles.
Risen Tobles.
Tony Bags and Risen Tobles. Oh my gosh, Caskmas. That sounds That sounds fun.
It does. I wish I could have gone.
Oh, by the way, part two. This is just a Caskmas, get it. Nick, I'm drinking a barrel-aged stout, and it's delicious.
Awesome.
It's very much not a hazy.
Very not. Very much not.
Hazy. And the beard, we love you, and we miss you.
No, I miss you,
Drew,
too.
Your beard, what's up? Yay! That's Louie! I had
your beard, Louis? Too.
Goodbye. Bye. Kelly, we love you.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.
They're having fun.
Wow. All right.
Caskmas sounds like it was fun.
Non-hazy stouts everywhere. I love it.
Boo.
Haze the stouts.
That doesn't sound fun.
Haze the stouts.
Haze the stouts, yeah. Make stouts hazy.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Mike Montoya, a.k.a. Just Can't Win. I literally just got home from Denver, Colorado. Had a trip from Saturday to pretty much 2 hours ago. First things first, Colin and Janine, thank you so much for meeting me up. Met up with the Colorado reps. Went to Odell's. Had some beers. Talked it up. Super cool couple. Just as cool and funny in person as they are on their calls. And I really appreciate the time and that they took to meet up with me. And thank you for the recommendations. The following day, I went to Four Noses Brewing, which I think is in Broomfield, if not mistaken. I was on my way out to Boulder, Colorado. And that place was amazing. Also went to True Brewing because metal. That's why. And that place is fucking awesome. What else? I also went to Crooked Stave. And I think
I believe it's pronounced Stav.
Took the trophy for the best of the trip, only because I am a sour head and they just knock it out of the park. Had a lot of other beers while I was there. I think my count on tap is something like 27, 29.
Nice.
In the past like 3 days. A lot of flights. Tasters, stuff like that, but Denver, Colorado, fucking up there, and thanks again to the reps, and keep up the good work, guys.
Good,
guys.
Bye. Another get it.
Get it. Get it to happening.
You're getting it all over the place.
Is winter the get it season?
It's get it season. Nothing else to do. So you guys,
everyone's on holiday.
Let's get it. What are you going to do? Well, I don't know. Let's go get it, honey. What? God, you're always thinking like that. No, I mean, it's a beer thing. Get it. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is a beer thing.
Perfect floor.
No, never mind.
Your father calling in. Just calling to wish you all a happy repeal day. It is December 5th. 85 years ago today, the 21st Amendment was passed.
Mm-hmm.
Giving us the right to drink that delicious beer that we all love so very much.
I still drink anyway.
Once again. Tonight I am drinking a half acre Big Hugs Imperial Stout brewed with coffee. The 10-year anniversary of Big Hugs just delivered to my local beer store within the last couple of days. Very delicious and tasty. Just wanted to call and wish you guys happy repeal day. And I hope everything is going well. I'm California. Cheers, guys, and keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye. Cheers.
So we're no longer on fire.
Yep. Thank God we had enough rain here that we can breathe again and stop having to put out fires. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you, Beer Father, and thank you, everybody.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Wasn't that fun? I didn't hear any new podcasts, though. I was waiting for the new craft beer show that I'm going to start listening to.
The 3-minute podcast.
3-minute podcast.
Yeah, it wasn't there, but it's all right. That was good times. Everyone contributed. Thank you, guys. As the show keeps rolling on, we have Chocotazo. Is there any Chocotazo left?
Maybe.
Give me the Chocotazo. I want the Chocotazo. No, that's not Chocotazo.
Oh, he tried to pull the old switch.
Look at him. He tried to switch it on
There's
me.
Just all these Zax cans. I don't know.
All these Zax beers. What did I drink the Chocotazo? No. I gotta choose my Chocotazo glass. I'm gonna get it.
Oh, uh-huh. Bottom pull.
I got the last of the Chocotazo.
Got all that sediment.
Sorry, Chew. Well, yeah, I get all that bottom stuff. That Trillium.
Coffee.
That Trillium beer from the bottom. We never talked about the Trillium stuff, Matt. Did you see the whole Trillium thing about them, you know, underpaying their employees and all that stuff?
Nope.
And how they get their beer, how the employee is saying, like, they have a batch of beer that has all the dregs from the bottom. They have to sit on it, and the cans they get all the good stuff, and then the draft beer gets all the dreg shit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a normal practice?
So, I mean, if you're packaging unfiltered beers, there's the beginning of the tank and the end of the tank. It's one's going to get the other. You can only filter and fine the tank so much, but there's bound to be either murkier cans or murkier kegs. One of those is going to be towards the end.
All right. Just asking. We'll talk about the Trillium stuff.
Or they're dumping tequila straight into the beer.
Fuck it. Just put tequila in it. Looking
out for beer. Technically, if it's 51% beer, it's beer. Looking out for beer.
But they're like saying, like, oh, it's tequila barrel age. Really, they just poured a shit ton of tequila.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was aged on tequila.
Aged on actual tequila. Not barrels. Screw that barrel crap. Just we freaking aged it in tequila.
If you add tequila and oak spirals, technically it's...
There you go.
Oak barrel tequila.
Wow. Wow. Looking out for. Sorry, man.
You should know, out of all people, don't look how something's made. Just accept it for what it is. It.
I just want to know who made it. That's it. I don't want to know how. If Budweiser made it, then no.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Matt, yeah, are you looking out for stuff?
I think the word is nephophobia. It's a double IPA from Silva Brewing.
Ah.
It is new. They themselves use the word dank in the descriptor.
Oh, he probably had to really push himself hard. Honey, we got to say something's dank. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it.
We got to be kids here.
No.
But they have hops out of Yakima going in this. It's Laurel, Citra, Noble, Cryo, Simcoe, and Equinox. So those are all very good hops to put into a clear double IPA.
Ooh. Ooh.
Crystal clear and very dank. A plethora of hops used.
Clear but dank, huh?
Then they have a hop sock in the background of the photo. And there's a lot of hops.
Oh, their hop sock overflow with hop. And sock.
We got finger guns happening live in studio. Pew,
pew. Passing around beers. Pew, pew, pew. What else to look out for, Matt?
Well, that's it.
That's all enough. Silver Brewing. That's all you need.
Just the one.
Just the one.
I imagine the Zax are only looking out for the next fermenter to be done fermenting.
That tank space.
They're looking out for whatever's in the... Whatever beer's in a tank, you're like, come on already.
You guys want to buy a 30 barrel fermenter?
Ooh. What? Who's offering? Yeah, what's in our, how much is in our, the Perfect Pour Patreon account?
We're going to make a donation to the Zax Foundation.
Yeah.
Right.
Does $80 get us a tank?
Yeah. We could let you borrow our Mr. Beer kit. It's free right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right there. Right behind you, bro. Look
at that. It's empty, waiting to be filled up.
Treating.
Fermenting mm-hmm. extraordinaire.
I want that Chocotazo variant. If you're gonna have my Mr. Beer kit, I want a Chocotazo variant. The variant life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I imagine now, like, when you get knee deep into opening a brewery, like, all other beers now fall to the wayside. And you're like, I've forgotten what other beer tastes like.
Oh, no. I still.
No. Yeah. Oh, no.
He partakes.
You guys went to a lot of. I did notice you guys beforehand did a lot of traveling and checking yes. out tasting rooms and stuff. Yeah. A lot of note taking.
Right. Yeah. I think before we were opening a brewery, we were actually just drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why we're doing what we're doing was because it, you know, kind of struck home with us. It was like, okay, this is, you know, something we really enjoy. And, you know, it was a hobby and now it's life. Literally.
It's all life.
Yeah. 24/7. Mm-hmm. This is something that we're, you know, living with daily. And so it's kind of a cool thing.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Was there something that you guys saw out in your travels that you really want to do but can't? Just it's just not something you can do. Like if you're something, it's like, damn it, I want to be doing that so bad, but we can't.
I mean,
I don't know why I asked that question, but
yeah. Well, what are you thinking?
What Fieldwork did in Monterey was pretty impressive.
Impressive, sir.
I mean, the Monterey Fieldwork. I've never been.
Yeah.
We were there a month before they were supposedly supposed to be open.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like,
they're not going to be open.
No way.
No way.
They're still jackhammering concrete. There was nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, boom, C-train, boom, C-train, boom, bathrooms, tap room, benches, lights,
mm-hmm.
open.
Wow.
I'm like, genius. I just found an empty lot somewhere.
Yep.
And just threw some C-trains down and boom.
It seems to be way easier to start from scratch than to start with a building. Like you would think, like, oh, existing building, just freaking put some paint on the wall. Like, you know, a dummy like me, I'm like, oh, you just paint it and make some new, put some new sinks in and you're done, right?
No.
And it seems like it's way easier to just start from a dirt lot.
Yep.
Wow. Because then you don't have to deal with asbestos or lead paint or, you know, structural issues. It's
I love gold,
but now it doesn't matter because you dealt with it all. Now you get to have the fun that all those things you guys thought about.
And we have a cool building. I do love our building. I love how
it is a perfect brewery building.
It feels like a brewery. I mean, it feels like
to me. It looks like.
Yeah, when you go out of town and you go visit a brewery and you're like, gosh, I wish we had something like this, like, you know, in Fresno. And it's mm-hmm. like, now we do, you know.
Yes.
So that's exciting.
Yeah. Is it all right if I'm hanging out there all the time?
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. You got to bring Becky every once in a while.
Yeah, she's, I have to pull her around like physically, like, no, we're leaving. You got to leave the house. We got to go.
We'll have to make a brown.
It's going
to
happen. She likes checking out the tap rooms. Louie wants Louis. To go too, apparently.
Louie's like,
you can come to leave
me here. Can I come to
I get to go.
See, that, I'm a dog, you know.
This is why Hillary wants the Louie mic. Because once in a while, Louie says something. So, Nick, what are you looking out for?
Got a couple of Recos this week.
Ooh, Reco.
Recos. How about some Mallow Blaster from Colab, New Glory, and Moxa.
Oh, no, Moxa.
Moxa. Sacramento Brewing.
Moxa.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay. Ooh, what is this? Beer. And Gail says I need to look out for some Angry Chair.
Angry Chair.
Angry Chair.
I've heard.
Well, Steven does too.
It's
good. So bad.
What is this?
Have some beer, my friend.
Oh, a new beer.
A classic bitter, clear IPA.
Bitter Clear.
Casey Jones.
Another one from Iron Springs, donated to us from Paul from Fairfax.
Paul. Oh, such good a Paul. Super guy. We didn't hear Paul this week, huh?
No Paul.
No Paul.
I need to meet that guy.
Oh.
Super cool dude.
Super cool.
Hopefully Paul will come back to Fresno.
Maybe we can get him to play a live gig at Zach's Spring.
Oh, that'd be cool.
There you go.
Play the hits.
Yep.
Yes, Paul. I wonder, like, because I see Iron Springs, they have music, live music in Iron Springs, but I never see that Paul's got to be playing there, right?
You think he's got, like, a piano bar set up?
I don't know.
He just toodles around.
Just farts around.
Just some Billy Joel.
I just want him there when I'm dry hopping.
Dry. Oh wait, that was specially requested. I think I got a. That was a listener specially requested. I think I'm forced to play it now.
Yes.
Dry. Hop.
Yes.
Dry. Hop. Dry. Hop. Die.
How long is the dry hopping process? Would you say 20 minutes? Dry hop. How long does it take to dry hop something?
It takes longer to weigh out the hops and get everything.
Yeah,
especially opening the hop port.
You gotta play this on a continuous loop the whole time you're doing it. Like five dry, minutes in, you can be like, hop, okay!
Dry, I get it.
Hop, dry, hop, on, die!
Yes, we know.
But once you have the hops measured out, it's about that long.
Yeah.
You throw them in and you're like, done. Do stuff that today. With the water.
Just dry hopping.
That's all you're looking out for, Nick?
That's it.
All right.
That is all, sir.
You're not looking out for Alvarado Street's DeLorean dust? A new batch of DeLorean dust?
Is it hazy?
It's probably.
Yeah.
But it's got the DeLorean from Back to the Future on it.
So you drink the beer, and I'll take the can.
Oh, okay. All right. It's $20 for the 4-pack. Are we okay? Are we okay with, like, I see this now, 16-ounce beer, 4-packs of the indie beer have gone past the $20 mark for several breweries.
Mm-hmm.
Are we okay? Like, is this just how it has to be? Like, I
also, they're selling singles for
$8 single can.
$6.99. Yeah,
it depends on the brewery, but yeah.
Yeah, it's
$5.99 on the way up.
But that's just, that seems like our new life now is $20 four packs.
Well, it's either that or you get your ass in the car and drive to Monterey. So
true.
Well, I've seen
Bakers, pay for their gas.
But I here in Fresno, I see Bakersfield beer for $23 for a 4-pack of 16-ounce cans. Like Dionysus and those guys and stuff. I was like, I've seen Full Circle for $20-something. And this is, you know, from the other side of town. So there's no travel involved. That's just how they're getting sold. But I don't know. It just goes from all over the place. I don't know how 21st Amendment has their beer so cheap. I mean, obviously, the more beer you sell, the cheaper you can make it. But it just seems like that's like if you're the tiny breweries have gone to the $20 mark now, as for 4-pack, 16-ounce 4-pack. I don't want to say norm, but it's not abnormal now.
It's a weird area just because. Like you're saying, sometimes if you were to go to the store and you find singles, you can find single cans for $5-6, and you know that would equate to $20 a 4-pack. That, you know, usually people are more inclined to buy one or two cans if it is that much. But it's a little bit different to see that pricing at the brewery. If you find it at a convenience store, usually that's kind of more expected,
right?
But
that's the kind of, well, yeah, that's where I go, so. This is where I hang out.
You're going to find it more often with bigger beers and adjunct beers and specialty beers that they'll start getting into that higher range. if you look them at, you know, ounces for ounces, if you had three bombers or a four pack of 16 ounce cans, it's, you know, cans would be cheaper. Mm-hmm.
Dogfish Head is collabing with the Grateful Dead. I think they've done this before, but not in this format, called American Beauty. It's a psychedelic pale with granola and wildflower honey.
Yikes.
It's the first time in six packs. Granola bar pale. So Grateful Dead, I guess whoever's running the Grateful Dead account is collabing with Dogfish Head. Might be interesting to try. This one was this is the label by from Hanging Hills Brewing. This is a Hartford, Connecticut brewer, Hanging Hills. Jockey Box Hero. Yeah, you brewers are like that.
Yeah.
And it's got like a dude. He's just, it's very like 70s, like bro, like long haired dude. Like, yeah. Instead of jukebox hero, jockey box hero. Because that's fun. That's funny. It's got Citra, Comet, and Centennial. So those are good. Those are good hops. And it drinks like a pineapple upside down cake. Is that what you want from your IPA?
Maybe. Not enough fruited IPAs anymore. What's going on here?
From Los Angeles Ale Works, Frost in Space, a spiced milkshake IPA.
Oh, gross.
Come on, Nick. That spice.
Sounds like throw up milkshake. In a can.
I think I want to try this.
Yeah. Barf.
It's got awesome can art, too.
Jeez.
And from Noble Ale Works, Los Angeles area's Noble Ale Works, the Juicifer. Lucifer. Yeah. The Juicifer is Lucifer. Nice. 6.66 percentage.
Oh, really?
Do you think, how can you really dial in, like, I want to get 6.66%? Do you think they're bulls, like, fibbing a little bit, or do you think they really got 6.66%?
You can.
Well, what if they were like 6.67?
And they're like, just say 6.67. Is there anybody? Is there anybody that's gonna check you on that? Check a brewery on the what percentage they say.
Taking it to the lab.
ABC does ABC law or like?
I'm only 6.5% drunk.
Is there a state or government body that can randomly go in, like OSHA? You know, OSHA can come in and say, like, this is unsafe. Can OSHA come in and say, no, this is 6.5. You're saying this is 6.66. Like, who's checking the percentage? Who's checking their percentages on you damn breweries? You indie industry people. You can just say whatever. You can't just say whatever the hell percentage you want. Somebody's checking this shit. Right?
You could.
But just don't get caught.
There's always going to be.
What is this? There's just no rules anymore? It's like Nom. We can do it. It's like Nom, Donnie.
Do whatever you want. Just don't get caught.
All right. That's good to know. When I open up my brewery, I'm going to name everything. Everything's going to be a cool percentage. 666, 242. I don't know. That's cool.
5150.
Yeah, everyone's going to be. Yeah, 5150. It's Van Halen reference.
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. This is percentage 7-Eleven.
That's impossible.
This
but
is
okay.
A 7-Eleven beer.
89.3.
What? Yeah, it's the percentage I hit. I went for it. And I hit it. What's your problem? You didn't hit. You can't hit your percentages.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Drinking. Ooh, my last bit of chocolate. good stuff. Sorry, Chew. Matt, what were you drinking this week? Did you drink stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I had a couple duplicates of the JC Fire cans.
Call those dupes in the baseball card scene. Sipping on that.
Black Butte, sipping on some of that. Space Waves when I was out and about this last Sunday. From Booth Brewing Company, Booth, which was new to me. I had a Eureka.
Louie.
Eureka Soul. It was a Citra Hop Ale. And then from field work, I brought home a crowler of Rye Like a Champion and Moonview, which was another IPA from them.
Hmm.
So just sipping on all the things.
Big, a lot of sipping. A lot of sipping going on over there.
Sippers.
All I know is there's a lot of sipping going on. Gail, what were you drinking this week?
Champagne.
Oh, celebrating.
No, tolerating.
No, trying to forget.
No, actually, I had a, the, what's the Tioga beer? The cocoa?
Sugar pine.
Sugar pine. I had the sugar pine, 3/4 sugar pine, and 1/4 the Modern Times Nitro Coffee.
Oh, you're and blending.
Yes, doing and it was mighty tasty.
Oh.
And I also had the Autumnus, also with the Nitro Coffee, which was very delicious. So, yes, I suggest mixing your beers.
What?
Coffee on Nitro. It's amazing.
On Nitro.
Yes, it's amazing.
Nitro.
Half of it will cut you asleep, and the other half will wake you up.
Own beer, and then you can make your own untapped check-in.
Yes.
Be like, this is my own untapped check.
Yeah, and I could totally misspell all
nobody else. Nobody else can have this.
I'm a French model.
All right. Nick, did you drink beer this week?
A wee bit.
A wee bit of beer. We've had some beer.
Had some, what is that? Coronado Brewing's Weekend Vibes.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It was a present from the show.
Heard of it.
Had, it's not new, but I've had Alpine Nelson, but now on draft at Popolo's.
What?
Yes.
That's a thing?
That's a thing.
Man. I thought it was Popolo's.
Well, you know, oh, some say Popolo's.
Oh, Popolo's, Popolo's.
Popolo's.
Oh. What else?
What else? What else? Let's see if Untappd tells me anything.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't remember.
The Nick 80 on Untappd. You can look right now and see. You're like, Nick, I see that you checked into this. Jeez.
Jeez, don't you remember?
Jeez. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87.
Hey, I had some Chocotasso this week.
Ooh, Chocotasso. It's amazing. Steven, what's your name on Untappd?
Steven Zach.
All right. Gail, do you have an Untappd account?
I do. I don't use it.
Oh.
But it is Jeezy Does It. Just if you want to see
the letter G and the letter Z.
And then D-U-Z.
D-U-Z. Jeezy Does It.
It's my initials. Jeezy Does It.
There better be a beer called Jeezy Does It. I'm just saying.
I'm sure that will come out. Yes. Or Nacho Cupcake. Not sure which one.
Nacho Cupcake. Oh, you make some good damn. Are there going to be some of your bakery treats at Zach's Brewing?
Eventually, yeah. We're okay. Going to work on that.
You make
We're,
some good.
Nacho good had food. To take a back seat to Zach's, but.
Dang.
Boo.
Rainbow sprinkles. Boo. We need rainbow sprinkles.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
We'll be making some cupcakes here once I get through. Opening a brewery and
that old thing.
Homeschooling my kid.
Is that all?
Jeez. Just all that, yeah.
What else, Nick? Were there more beers?
That's all I can remember.
Steven.
Oh boy.
What's your Untappd tell you? What is your Untappd genie say?
I just had the Kangaroo. I mean,
Yeah.
Look at that.
We were here. We're all here for that.
Okay. Okay. Things we weren't here for.
I had the strawberry rhubarb from Alvarado Street.
Oh, okay. What the hell? How does that taste?
Sour ale. It's not bad. Strawberry. Mm-hmm. I had the Modern Times. I'm not sure how to say this. Sula. S-U-L-A.
I think Chu was struggling with that, too.
Sula!
I had the LCB. Die Hard Fans Demand More. It was a hazy.
That's at Bakersfield? Isn't the LCB Bakersfield?
Tehachapi.
Oh, Tehachapi Brewer.
I had the Mindful Fermentations from Revision.
I love gold!
And then I had Guava Inn, the water's fine.
who made that?
Alvarado.
All right. Guava Inn, the water's fine.
It was delicious. Yeah.
No suit, though. You can't wear a suit.
Shit. What's going on here? Can't pour beer anymore, apparently.
New beer. Don't get on the show.
Yeah, my moleskin. It's a fake moleskin. It's
fine. Yeah, pour beer on it.
I have a fake moleskin.
See? Loser.
Loser. All right. We got this. Another Zach's Brewing beer.
Oh, we must savor it. It's our last Zach's of the
year. Oh, man. It's all Gouda.
Till the 15th.
Now get out. Till the 15th. Yeah. A smoked Gouda porter. Sorry, you can't have it. Gouda. That's a Gouda beer.
It's all Gouda.
The cans are always empty by the time I get them. I need to rotate the other way.
Counterclockwise.
Who used their big glass?
I get some Gouda there. That's cheesy.
It's cheesy.
Wow.
Wasn't this one early on where it's like, was it you or was it Scotty B that was like, I'm gonna put some Gouda in there. And we're like, no, you're insane.
That was us.
Yeah, well, that was actually a Stephen and Gail collab.
Yeah. You guys collab with each other.
Cheese things did started from me and
Gail. Did you come up with the Gouda?
No, actually, I enjoy cheese and I think it's a meal. So I would drink red wine and blue cheese. And then Stephen was hanging out with me one night and munching on my blue cheese while drinking IPA. And he was like, I'm going to put cheese in a beer. I think that sounds amazing. And I was like, that sounds hideous. And
you whispered it to him. Like,
yeah, I was like, that
sounds hideous.
This is still in
don't
our
do it.
Homebrew stage, like, you know, not a career kind of thing. And he was like, yeah, no, I think I'm going to make a beer and I'm going to put blue cheese in it. And I was like, okay. And he did, and it actually came out really well. And then so we're like, okay, what else could we put cheese in? So then,
what else can we cheese?
Yeah. So the smoked Gouda porter was kind of it was my idea. I kind of thought it would be good to have a smoked cheese and a dark beer, and then you know, and then we came up with the fig and the goat cheese for the brown, which we also make, and you know, just. After that, we just started putting cheese in everything, and it works well.
Just cheese it.
Not in everything.
You're like Portlandia, put a bird on it. You guys are all putting some cheese on it.
Put some cheese on it.
Put cheese in it.
Cacao.
Wow, this is delicious, though. People, if you're listening, you're like, no way. You're like, and we're like, yeah, way.
Yep.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it would work, but it really does. It gives it a great mouthfeel, and it has this great viscosity to it, and you know, the smoke flavor, like, you know, they're like, mm-hmm. Oh, do you, you know, put wood chips in it or no, just the cheese?
Wood chips.
Ooh. How do you put that in a sock? How do you put the cheese? How does the cheese get introduced?
We throw it in the last 15 minutes of the boil,
and it just floats around in there,
and it just, it's all mixed up.
All mixed up.
And we actually don't
know what to do.
We call it dry cheese it.
Ah.
Like dry hopping, but with cheese.
Uh-huh. Cheese it.
I like cheese.
I bet it looks like a lava lamp halfway through the. Yeah,
it definitely didn't look pretty in the drain.
Ooh. Good luck.
Did you eat that cheese from the boil?
No. Boiled cheese.
Boiled cheese. Honey! Boiled cheese. Hey! You want some boiled cheese? No, I'm good. Actually, I'm good. Sure? It's boiled cheese!
Boiled cheese.
Looks pretty good! No, I'm okay. Okay. Last chance. Boiled cheese.
Get some burgers going. We got a lot of boiled cheese.
Honey, we got a lot of cheese to get through.
Nachos, maybe? Got any chips?
Ooh,
boiled cheese nachos.
Boiled cheese nachos. Where's the Eureka Burger on that? Jeez.
Zach's restaurant coming soon.
Yeah, oh.
Boiled cheese nachos.
Hey, guys, got any boiled cheese nachos? Yeah, we do. Fuck! I was just messing around, dude.
Why is that the response to you got any boiled cheese?
Dude, go up there and ask if you got boiled cheese nachos. Why, dude? That's stupid. Dude, go on, ask her. It'd be funny. Okay, boiled cheese nachos. Yeah. How many you want? Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. I don't think you're serious.
Duh. Duh, fuck. All right. It's hour two, guys. Anything can happen in hour two. I wasn't really drinking anything this week, so who cares? I had like a six pack of beer. That's all I had this week. I don't have time for bullshit. I was blogging or something.
Seeking out the boiled cheese.
Yeah. It's looking for cheese. So, what did we got the Zach's go around. It's already gone. Mm-hmm. Matt's angry. He's already drinking. He doesn't have any more.
I got like, the last of this Happy Holidays.
Oh,
from
that's a good beer.
I am digging
a good beer.
Actually, there is no more.
Casey you Jones. Can dig all that you want.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
Cheese. Speaking of
cheese. It's the end of the show.
Fun to drum along.
Here it is.
Ooh-wee. Oh, cheers! We have a new golden guy. Tommy V. Tommy V. 138 on Untapped. Tommy is the newest golden guy of the Perfect Pour. He just donated $5 more. What? Are you okay, gal?
No, I had a burp
boy. Burp
boy. Trying to be ladylike.
I'm on Louie watch, and I just assumed Louie did something.
You can always blame it on Steven. You know that, right?
No, Steven.
They can't Steven. Actually see you on a podcast.
But they can hear me.
So, Tommy, big cheers to Tommy for donating money to the show. He is now part of the Golden God group of Golden Gods. They meet every Tuesday and get together and exchange Golden God information.
Golden Goddery.
These are our patrons of the show. Patreon.com/Perfect Pour. They donate money to the show, $5 or a month. We force them. It's $5 or nothing. Month, and they give us money, and it's very cool people, so we don't have to worry about anything. They just give us money, and we can just take care of the show. Just runs itself, and without worry. Thank you guys for doing that. And in return, they get extra show. They get the bonus show.
So much
extra. So much extra show. They get to hear us. Like
the
Zach's got to be a part of it. And we're like, wow. Like, well, so they just get to hear the radio in the background? And they're like, yeah. That's what they get.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
For your gambling problem.
Yep, my gambling right. problem. Every time you see me up over there at Club One, right by your place, I'm like, "Hey, Mikey, what are you doing?" "Oh, I'm not gambling. Golden God money, that's for sure." Well, okay. Right. I didn't think what you're doing. Well, I'm not doing it. That's why. Don't have a lot of money riding on this poker championship or anything. So thank you guys. It means a lot to us, and I really appreciate it. And also cheers to Beer Metal Dude. To Worst Beer Blog is one of my most enjoyable people on Instagram to follow. He gives me joy every day. All the things, especially because he's all the anti-InBev stuff. And I of course, identify with that. It's just fun, so... Thank you, Worst Beer Blog. And thank you, Apt Brewer, and everybody that shares the show, talks about the show, and subscribes. Anything you can do for us, I'm saying cheers to you. You know who you are. Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to Krista, new untapped friend.
Cheers, Krista.
That's it? Just one.
That's it.
Just Krista.
So disappointing.
I mean,
come on. That's all you need, I guess.
You said cheers. That qualifies.
It does. Oh, that's a cool qualifying cheers. I just thought there'd be more. That's all. Nick.
Yeah, well, cheers. If you wanted six cheers minimum.
Yeah.
I want exactly cheers minimum.
You have to have a minimum. Or a maximum.
I must be six cheers or more.
More than two.
Why don't you make six the minimum, and then I'll have six cheers each week.
Yeah, I kind of like you to have six cheers. Nick's going to have one cheers.
Yeah, I know. Oh, crap,
I can see it coming one. Already.
Cheers to me.
All right. Yeah, Nick. The Nick That's 80.
One. There's one.
The Nick 80. Cheers. That's one.
Cheers to Mike.
Two.
Cheers Mike to who? Matt.
There's a lot of Mikes.
Cheers to Gail.
Four.
Cheers to Steven.
Oh, wow.
Five.
All right.
Cheers to Louie.
Oh, you did it.
Yay.
Louie doesn't have a social media account.
Damn Can't it, Louie. Him. Get your shit together.
Come on, Louie.
He's like, I don't care about you guys.
I was going to say cheers to Hoppy Libations and Pittsburgh Tom for the newest Get It. They're having a Atlantic
Get It?
Atlantic Northeast Get It.
All right.
Instead of a Pacific Northwest Get It. Yeah.
I get it.
Thanks.
Northeast Get It.
Thanks. And then cheers to Instagram TonyG1517.
Good old Tony G.
Beer drinker extraordinaire.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
I think we all are. Well, big cheers to the Zachs. Giving us, just made the past couple years, but like, what was the date that, can you remember the first time you're like, let's create a professional brewery? We're going to do it. Do you remember how long ago it was?
September of 2016.
So there you go, people that want to start your own brewery. September 2016. It is now December 2018. Mm-hmm. So 2+ years it took. Mm-hmm. If you want to go into an existing old building, this is the timetable in California. Wow.
Fresno, at least.
Over here.
Fresno's a little behind the curve on, you want to do what? Uh-huh. Where?
What?
It's well, gonna cost you.
Yeah, here's all the roadblocks.
Can't you just do a Taco Bell drive-thru? That'd be way easier.
Totally.
That we know how to do.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, big cheers to you guys. It's exciting times. I have a hangout place now. I mean, it wasn't Tuga before. I would never hang out at that place before. Finally. It's the place I hang out at now.
That's where we hang out.
Like standing there waiting for you guys to open. Oh, man.
We're across the street.
Yeah. Sure would be nice. You're going to have one of those signs in the window that turn over like, we'll be back, and then we'll be back at 2 o'clock.
Psst, right back. We're behind you.
We're behind you. You're just over yelling from the tower. Hey, we'll be over there in a minute, okay? Hey.
The sign will say, turn around.
Turn around.
I'm just having a sex VA right now, okay? Can you just wait 10 minutes? Okay, thanks. Damn, customers.
A food truck just showed up. 10 more minutes, tops.
Oh, your opening day. You guys going to have a food truck?
Yes.
What's the food truck?
We have Rude Boys.
Rude Boys. They sound rude.
They have Poke Bowls, and they have Brazilian... Is it Brazilian food? Vegan. They're vegan. I know Matt Who? Knows more about Rude Boys.
Oh, he knows all the food trucks.
No, well, I mean, it's the Poke Bowls and the...
They have the Poke Bowls, and then don't they have Brazilian food? And I know they have vegan food. We have the Rolling Donut. Mm-hmm. So, donuts. Yes.
That's for my morning time.
Deep fried donuts on demand, which are amazing. They will go great with the chocotazo.
Oh, pair it up with the chocotazo. Mm-hmm. See how you like it.
We have
it.
Dab.
Dab tacos.
Dab's going to come out and
do
kill
I have
it.
To dab when I eat it?
You do. Like,
give me a dab taco,
you have to
dab
get
it.
Yourself a moolah. Those things are amazing. And we have just dab a tip.
All right.
She's going to be doing tri-tip sandwiches and pulled pork sandwiches.
Nice. You have a spot there. Now, the patio not done, right? You got a patio coming that's... Or is it? I don't know what's going on down there.
It's accessible. Okay. So we will have a beer garden outside. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it doesn't rain. we have a portion of our parking lot is now beer garden. And we'll have all our food trucks outside. We have picnic tables and heaters. And hopefully everything goes well and the...
If it rains, we'll put up pop-ups.
We'll have a pop-up.
Pop-up. Pop it up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Music. I know there's going to be music.
There's going to be live music, yes.
You got a dance permit? Or
dance permit?
Whatever. Never mind.
Fucking permit for everything.
Yeah.
No, right?
You got a permit for permits?
Do you have a permit for the permits?
Where's your permit?
That's
permit
the, that is a thing.
That is a thing.
You guys get a permit?
You laugh, what? But that's true.
Oh my God.
That is true. But yeah, we'll have Mr. Willie's Chicken and Whiskey Band.
All right.
And Llama Boy. Llama Boy.
Llama Boy.
Yep.
When's the music start?
We're still working out the details, but we're thinking about like
around three-ish.
Three or four for Llama Boy, and then seven-ish for Mr. Willie and his...
Oh, the chicken whiskey.
Whiskey chicken drinking band.
Matt, also that little guys over there on the other side, Tioga. You guys have anything going on there at the 15th?
Just a little.
Yeah, we're having a beer release earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm. That's all you need to know, huh? Beer release.
We haven't announced.
I mean, what's the limits? Give me a limits. I need Live Fest limits.
We actually have not announced as of yet what beers are being released or limits because they have not been bottled. So it is still a secret, but there will be Rush Hour Coffee Stout. We did announce the coffee roasters that will be involved, but the specialty ones have yet to be.
Ooh.
Do you have celebrity waxers this year?
Celebrity waxers.
No.
There was. No, did you see? There's a commercial right now where it has like three girls waxing, they're doing waxing, and they all have their own unique take on waxing.
The Maker's Mark.
Yeah, Maker's Mark. They have. Do you have your own waxing style, Matt? Do you have a waxing style?
Yeah.
He's like, I thought you were gonna just not answer.
He likes the Brazilian.
No, I like to put the. Like the, think like the peppermint candy. I like to put that little swirl on the top of the bottle.
Oh, that's your style. Yep. So if I get a waxed beer on Rush Day and it's got that swirl, I'll be like, oh, Matt, wax this one. I got a Matt wax. No, I can trade for it. If I didn't get a Matt Wax, I'd be like, hey, did you get a Matt Wax?
Did you get a Matt Wax?
No. Okay, fine.
That's pretty
good. I'm going to change my style. I don't want to.
Oh,
you know,
no, no. Don't change the style. I want a Matt Wax.
I'm over it.
Damn it.
Are there better waxers than others?
Yes.
Ooh. Some people are really good.
Do they wax on and wax off?
No.
Ooh. Only wax on.
Only wax on.
Only wax on.
You cannot remove wax once on.
Oh. It's hard to get off.
We've had fun here. Zach's Brewing.
That's what she said.
Tioga. The biggest beer day in history of Fresno. It's happening. Nick and I have the advantage of not having to work.
Yes.
We're going to have fun. Matt's going to have to work. Gail's going to have to work. Steven's going to have to work. Nick and I will just be like, wow, this is fun.
Can you say ungrateful assholes?
Like, woo!
This is taking too long.
Hey!
Yeah, I'm gonna go on the side, do the move where you go on the side and be like, hey, come on, give me that pour.
Yeah.
Give me the free pour.
Yeah, I know a guy.
Give me the side pour.
Give me that when you're at a festival and you're like, hey, come on, bro. Yeah. Come on.
Fill it up.
Hey, you know me, right?
Remember me?
I'm cool, right?
I'm cool, right? Yeah, I'm going to be doing that all day. And it's going to be fun.
Walking around with your Yeti all full of beer.
Yeah, Yeti. I wish Yeti would make an IPA Yeti. Cause, you know,
so people could see your beer.
Yeah, like,
a clear Yeti.
No, I want it to have the bulbous.
Oh, the correct shape.
Yeah.
For the
on a bulbous Yeti.
Bulbous.
Alright. What's going on? I'm not even that drunk. I'm just stupid. I didn't have that excuse. Like, I don't think he was even drunk. He's just being an idiot. Alright, guys. Thanks for listening to the show. Show up in downtown Fresno on the 15th. And stuff will happen.
Get it. Free stickers.
I'm gonna be a hot PK the whole time. I think we can go over there.
Look at those idiots in the line.
Life is the fuck? I'm going to be doing stuff over there.
You're throwing your dropped Euro meat at them.
Yep. Hey, guys. We're podcasting.